we'd only moved here for four weeks of the flood of 68, and we was warned about the area. We come to move into South Benfleet, which we didn't know the area at all. We knew Canvey Island, and they'd had problems, but we hadn't realised that anything was going to ever happen to us in South Benfleet. In actual fact, we didn't know South Benfleet. We'd moved down from Dagenham Way, and I'd originally come from the East End of London. So, of course, that's never been a problem, water or anything like that. So, anyway, we moved in quite happily. And this particular afternoon it started raining, and it just didn't stop and didn't stop. And in actual fact, I'd never seen rain like it or witnessed rain like it. It was like an absolute monsoon. And one of my neighbours knocked me up, and he said, I'm getting a bit concerned. He said, because the water don't seem to be going away. Although the funny thing about it is that we lived 67 Cumberland Avenue, and we was quite high up the hill, so we didn't really expect any water to hang around. But what we hadn't realised was that the brook that was in existence to take heavy rainwater off the fields was blocked. And it was blocked further up. And what actually happened was, it was just a silly thing, like an incinerator had gone down the actual pipe. It was about a 2'6" diameter pipe, and just blocked it solid, so the water had nowhere to go. And it came over the top and started running down on the surface. In our road there was a dip, and that started to fill up. Although the other side of the road there was a ditch opened back up again, it just couldn't get, because there was so much bracken, it was September area, so there was a lot of leaves around, there was so much bracken around that it stopped the water getting away. So anyway, we alerted our neighbours, and we just sort of stood and watched and waited, and the water cuts just keep rising and rising. So we decided to go out and realised that further down the slope there was an elderly lady and elderly gentleman living, and we hadn't seen them. When we got down there, we realised how deep it was. We practically had to swim into the doorway to get hold of them and get them out. And they came out, and it was about 4 or 5 feet deep. When we went back 2 or 3 days later to get back in, it had actually gone up to the picture rail. So they would have actually been, you know, obviously died in the attempt, because they didn't actually move. They were frozen. So that night we was all very concerned about, you know, what was going to actually happen. So we decided, we phoned the police and said, could we block the road off with doors to try and divert this flow down the brook over the other side of the road? So basically what we actually did was, my neighbour, Eddie Wisby, across the road, he had a lot of old doors in his back shed. He said, we could use those. And between doors and making up mud bags in old sacks, we managed to make a dam to try and stop it coming back on the properties. But then we were still quite concerned, so then all the men decided we was going to do 2 hours apiece throughout the night, watching it, and then if it really got bad, we could raise the alarm and get people out. Anyway, that's what we actually did. And luckily, we got through the night, and the next morning it started to recede down. But we was all very lucky, nobody actually got hurt. But down in the high road, I walked down to the high road, and that was completely flooded. The estate on the bottom end, the old Jotman's estate, that was all flooded all round there. So it was quite a thing for us, because as I say, we'd only lived there for 4 weeks, and we'd been warned about, oh, don't move down there. And I think at one stage my wife had a case packed. My wife is Gwen Roberts. And ready to go back up to the East End of London. So it was getting quite hairy. We noticed another bungalow a bit further up the road. They'd gone on holiday, so I managed to get a key from a relation to get in there. They were very lucky. It had just reached their kitchen floor. So the liner was wet but wasn't underwater, and it started to recede again. So we were very, very lucky that night, but it's a night that I will never forget, because it was my introduction to South Benfleet.